And house prices are still shooting upwards, up 3.8% nationally over the past 3 months, and a typical house up 6.7% on the same time last year. That's according to the latest Daft.ie house price report released this morning. And if you're in Limerick or Galway, Cork or Waterford, then those rises are even steeper. To bring us through all of this is Ronan Lyons. He's the author of the Daft.ie report and an economist at Trinity College Dublin. Good morning to you, Ronan.
Good morning, Carol. Thanks for having me on.
Now we're seeing the typical price of a house over €340,000 now, 6.7% higher than the same period last year. And it's not just the percentage increases, but the rate of increase is also up.
That's right. In some sense, people might think, so what? We know prices are going up. But over the course of 2023, it had looked like inflation might be cooling a little bit in the housing market. The rate of inflation had gone from a high of 13% in 2021 down to just a couple of percentage points this time last year. But since then, inflation has resumed again and it's increased again over the last couple of months, nearly 7%, as you mentioned, in the second quarter compared to a year ago. And that's broadly based. We're seeing it almost everywhere across the country in terms of regions. Only Connacht and Ulster, which has a high rate of inflation anyway, is continuing a small slowdown there.
And the Examiner is reporting this morning that 1,000 people showed up over the weekend to see two show houses near Douglas Village. It says that people actually slept in their cars for a chance to snap up the first 30 properties in this particular development. What is happening in our regional cities? What are the factors driving that?
Well, ultimately, this is about strong demand and very weak supply. So if you think about the housing system, we've got the secondhand market and we've got new builds. And the new builds, of course, have to be split three ways, not always equally three ways, but they go into not only homes for own occupiers, but also homes for renters and homes in the social housing sector as well. And the good news, of course, is that homes for renters, at least in the Dublin area, and homes for social housing, there are more of those getting built now than in a couple of years ago. But for owner-occupiers or would-be owner-occupiers, the second-hand segment in particular is incredibly tight at the moment. This is a series that goes back almost 20 years. Even in the late 2010s, when the market was tight enough, you and I would have been talking about maybe 25,000 properties available to buy at any one time in the second-hand segment. Now there's less than half of that. There's just 11,000 homes in the second-hand segment.
And what is that down to? Is that all interest rates?
So it's a combination of both the longer term factor in terms of a steady increase, a steady build up in a housing deficit, putting greater pressure on the secondhand market over the last 10, 12 years. And then more recently, COVID obviously didn't help. There was a dramatic reduction in availability during COVID and the market never really recovered. It recovered a little bit in 2022 and into 2023. But over the last 12, 15 months, in particular, because of interest rate increases, secondhand availability is tight. And what I mean by that is, with well-flagged increases in interest rates, sitting homeowners fixed their mortgage rates and therefore they're sort of tied in for 3, 5 or 7 years. And therefore there's no incentive for them to trade up or trade down. And that's weighing on secondhand supply.
And Ronan, you've been looking at house prices for a long time now. With the figures, the type of figures that we're seeing today and the rate of increase, are you in any way worried about a bubble or a crash?
So for economists, a bubble and a crash is to do typically with credit conditions and indeed with expectations, so that banks are lending loosely, people are borrowing freely and without any worry, and they stretch themselves far too much. And that's what happened in the 2000s, and people were borrowing multiples of their income that were simply unsustainable. What's happened here is a much slower, maybe more insidious increase in prices, because it's a steady lack of housing. It's not about too much credit, it's about too few homes. And therefore, if you've too few homes, it's a lot harder to have a sudden reversal. For those people saying, oh, it's okay, I'll wait maybe 12 months or 18 months or 24 months, and I'm sure prices will crash because they have to. If we've taken our time to build ourselves into this situation, we've taken 10 or 15 years to get to this, it's not like a kind of a 3 or 5 year bubble. Okay. Or indeed Northern Ireland had like an 18 month bubble at the end of the Celtic Tiger period. This is much harder, much more deeply baked in, and the solution to it is not to hope that prices fall, but rather to get the homes built that we need as a country, and that will keep housing affordable, or make housing affordable in this case.
Ronan Lyons, author of the Daft.ie report and economist at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for joining us.